Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us to this country that we love's undivided.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior radio broadcast this Monday, February 5th, 2024, this Monday with Mitzi. Second hour of Monday with Mitzi. We have Mitzi back. And so that's fun and exciting. Quick announcements. Congratulations to the Quilt Raffle Package winner, Craig in New Mexico. Craig from New Mexico. And thank you again to everyone who participated. Thank you for supporting the network by supporting the sponsors and advertisers and the direct contributions to the network. All of that is extremely valuable and greatly appreciated because, again, this is a listener-supported network. There is no Ford Foundation grant, probably never will be, because most of the time, as the attorneys say, the two are mutually exclusive and probably will remain so. Things would be much different if they didn't, but it is what it is. So thank you for supporting the network. If you haven't or you haven't in some time, please consider doing so. Go to the website for details. And if you're on social media, if you're on Facebook, check out the Republic Broadcasting Facebook page. I think that pretty much does it for the announcements today. And so back to Monday with Mitzi.
Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. Yeah, like I said in the first hour, you definitely have fans. So that's fun.
That makes my heart go pitter-patter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely... You know, you are a little bit of sunshine for Mondays, and then, you know, I'm the rainy cloud for the rest of the week.
Somebody's got to do it.
What do you do? What do
yeah,
you do?
Yeah, I try to walk on the sunny side, that's for sure. Probably annoys some people, but oh well.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's mom for Monday. That's what Julie says.
I think
that's definitely something that many people probably can relate to. So that's fun.
Well, you know, it's a big deal for me. I think I've come full cycle in the mom and grandma position. And I like we were speaking in the last hour about me having a customer that's going to come back to me after not being around for decades. It's going to be so much fun. But you know, I had a lot of fun and did a lot of wild and crazy things and accomplished a lot of stuff back in the 80s, but I'm very comfortable in my own skin where I am now. And so, you know, I just really appreciate the support.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's an interesting thing, you know. I could ramble about that for a while, but probably won't. And that sounds vague, and it kind of is, but I've just been thinking a lot lately about, you know, your parents' generation. They just weren't neurotically self-obsessed. They weren't morbidly preoccupied. And that's been happening. And I think there's obviously a reason that that's happening. But without going down that rabbit hole, it's a challenge to sort of extricate yourself from that. And so it's a bit of a journey.
Yeah, I agree. And just, you know, reflecting on what I just said, I think especially as we get older and we get into, you know, like the what I call the fourth quarter of life, I think what makes a difference in what I said about enjoying myself and my skin these days, you know, I think you feel really alive when you are hoping that you make a difference in other people's lives. And, you know, it's been wonderful. I've had a couple of experiences in the last couple of weeks where people have come to me and, you know, shared with me what an impact I had made in certain situations. And earlier on, I don't think it's as meaningful or vibrant as it is when you get older and you find out that you make a difference in people's lives. So, it's very special.
Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, as you know, I recently moved, and I had a neighbor at my old neighborhood that we had kind of an interesting volley of of a relationship back and forth. And I was visiting with her last week, and she shared with me the Christmas before COVID was present. You know, she lost her husband and then went right into COVID, and I didn't really think much about it. But last week when I was visiting with her, she shared with me how I was instrumental in helping her get through that really dark time, you know, of losing her husband and then going into a period of time where she couldn't socialize with people. And, you know, it just, those little things really, really stick with you and mean a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Very nice. Let's see. So multitasking is bad for radio. I said last week, you know, when that happens, there should be, Brubeck's Take Five should be playing. It's kind of like that's what's playing in my head. Multitasking is bad for radio. In any case, you know, speaking of the coming full circle, you know, this just reminds me of you saying you feel comfortable in your own skin. It's interesting what's happening, you know. Somebody that I went to high school with posted something on Facebook. I commented to it. This thing, there's one of those things that's floating around on social media. It says questioning and doubting the most historically corrupt and fraudulent companies and entities in the world does not make you anti anything, nor does it make you a conspiracy theorist. Actually, questioning is and should be a place of reason. What is reason, though? What are we talking about? Because reason means different things to different people. That gets into the history of America. Thomas Paine wrote The Age of Reason. What's that all about? Anyway, the fact that questioning has become so taboo should, in fact, send a chill up everyone's spine. Well, you know, there are a number of different directions to come at this from. And not the least of which I would say is skepticism from antiquity and criticism of all kinds of things. That's a different subject. You know, you learn about criticism in the university, especially as you navigate up the food chain, so to speak. And those things are important. You know, most of us are just taking this stuff at simple face value, but these things mean different things to different people. Kind of like the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, it's important to understand who's defining terms and what this really means. So anyway, my comment was, perhaps some people should stop and ask themselves, when did we become such an infantilized society that we need demagogues to provide frame and context in our lives? My grandparents' generation, the World War II generation, I think Brokaw was right, it's the greatest generation, did not require this and would probably be quite displeased with anybody who would try to attempt or insist on it. Maybe our younger generations need to grow up a bit and be more like our forebears. You know, I don't know if you do this, but lately I find myself imagining, you know, in this context, in this situation, what would, you know, my grandparents or, you know, somebody from their generation, what would they do? And I think that really, I think it's easy to get caught up in your own journey and things. But every once in a while, pausing and thinking about things that way, at least for me, is very eye-opening at times.
I agree. And, you know, actually, I just had that experience last night and this morning. We had a conversation about some things that are close to us that, you know, I know that I'm supporting, but, you know, you don't necessarily totally agree with the whole, you know, the whole situation. And, you know, and that's exactly what I did. I was thinking about what my parents and grandparents would say about things that we talked about.
Well, it's interesting because that generation didn't put up, well, I'm thinking of my grandparents' generation, but I know your grandparents' generation a little bit too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I agree. My experience with those two generations is they were no nonsense. They were very selfless. They were very loving, but no nonsense. And if there was a problem, they would come to you straight with it, direct.
Exactly. And I was thinking about my dad's grandparent or my dad's parents, my grandma and grandpa Crane, and grandpa was just an old curmudgeon, and he let you know what he thought about everything and in no uncertain terms. And then my grandma was the one that we've talked about.
He sounds like my kind of guy. Just
right?
Kidding.
Yeah. And my grandma was the exact opposite. She's the one that I mentioned a few weeks ago that never said an unkind word about anybody. And they, you know, now that I look back on some of the things, because he would just run us down about my cousins and I about wearing tennis shoes or jeans, or I mean, I can't remember all the things that he didn't agree with kids about. But then it was almost kind of like a good cop, bad cop situation. And, you know, you kind of wonder, about the impact all that had on you. But I remember it with a smile on my face.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of changes happening in society. You know, there's a reason why Mr. Wilson is grumpy. The world is not, you know, getting better. In a lot of ways, it's not getting better. There's a decline at work, and I think we can look around, and if we're honest with ourselves, pretty easy to see in a variety of ways with just about any metric you want to look at. So I think that's what the Mr. Wilson see. I think that's what your grandfather may have perceived, whether consciously or otherwise. And it's deeply grieving, I think. And so, you know, I think it's difficult to keep that to yourself.
I know. Yes, it is. But I, you know, I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure if it's the good cop or the bad cop, But right now, I'm just observing.
No, you're the good cop, mostly.
Thank you.
You want to try to bridge the gap. You want to try to make peace and, I don't know, you know, not get caught up in things. I think you make an effort to not let politics sideline you and really just try to set those things aside and draw close to people that you care about. So that's good.
I do. Well, you know, some of the things that we get caught up in, again, it's a real fence walker because, you know, I know that you get deep into things that I don't, and I appreciate that about you, and I appreciate knowing what you think about things, but a lot of those things, as you well know, you and I have talked and laughed about on many occasions, it's just too deep for me. It you know, it's almost like to the point that it depresses you, and you have to take a time out, and I just want to stay on the sunny side and try to lift people up.
Imagine how I feel. I can never take a time out.
I know. You're stuck in there.
Yeah. Sheesh. Oh. So, you know, the hard part for me is to see things that are injurious that we do. I mean, you know, as just a simple sort of humorous example, the Pledge of Allegiance is a thing that, you know, it's terribly ironic. We don't understand what is going on there. And where it came from and why we got it and the curious coincidence of timing that at the same time we got the Pledge of Allegiance, all this other crazy stuff is going on, and that we were doing the Pledge of Allegiance in the, you know, including the Bellamy salute right up into World War II. That's terribly ironic. And it isn't until, you know, into World War II that we stopped doing the Bellamy salute, which is the old Roman salute. And it's obviously happening in other places in the world, and it represents pure evil, essentially. So why are we doing it here? Where did it come from? And if you read Anthony Sutton, then you understand, and you also, I think, understand why he was so upset. But, I mean, there are so many things. That sprawls out in pretty much every direction, and you know, you call all kinds of things into question that have become, you know, you're a heretic, you're a communist if you even question these things. And so, you know, it's painful. I mean, where do you draw the line?
I don't know.
I don't either. I don't draw the line well. I just throw stuff out.
Well, you know, honestly, I mean, I don't mean it jokingly when I say somebody's got to do it, because you make a difference. I mean, you make a difference in making people think. And I think you really do it in a kinder and gentler way than you have maybe in the past. They have no idea some of the things that we've gone through, do they?
No. I remember the conversation that we had in 2006 at the dining room table. It was like 2 hours long, and you just kept asking question after question after question, and I would answer painfully because I knew, you know, it would lead to another question and another question and another question. Finally, after 2 hours, you screamed and said, "What am I supposed to do with all this information?" You know? Stop asking questions. Don't ask any more questions.
Exactly.
But then, like, 2 years later, we were out at dinner. I guess we're headed into a break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
You are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Make one man weep, make another man sing. Change a hawk to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Sharper than diamonds, rich like cream. Longer and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make a wrong one right. Power and love will keep you home at night. Don't take money and don't take fame. You don't need no credit card to ride this train. It's strong and it's sturdy and it's cool sometimes, but it might just save your life. That's the power of love.
Welcome back.
That's the power.
Come on now. That's fun.
That is fun.
What do you think of that?
I love it.
Power of Love.
Me up.
New Orleans blues cover by Sarah Potenza. She has a powerful voice. And so that's one of the PMJ covers. And that was for you because you are a fan of Huey and the Guys.
Oh, boy, am I.
Yeah. Settle down. Settle down.
Let's see. I think I've seen him in person 3 times and it's just never enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very talented bunch as well.
Yeah, I think he settled in Channel 13.
Pardon?
I said, I think he settled down in Channel 13.
Mm-hmm.
What my friend Jim used to call the Bitterroot Valley.
Mm-hmm.
License plate 13.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're from Montana, that's a thing. If you're not, then...
You don't understand.
No.
No. Yeah, I like it.
So, you know, there were the questions, and just to sort of finish that thought, like 2 years later, we were at dinner, and you said, I don't even remember what we were talking about, the context or the thing or whatever, and you said, but you said this would happen. I thought that was interesting because there is a gestation period. But the point for me is, you know, it's difficult not to want to say these things because I think the way that we perceive the world around us is so important. And like we were talking about yesterday, how many of the dilemmas that we face are self-inflicted? You know, I was joking that, you know, my mom told me growing up, mom always used to say that, you know, you get no sympathy for self-inflicted wounds. So how many of the things that we face these days are self-inflicted? And there's a derisive, disdainful way to look at that. People say, well, you know, we have it so good that we don't have problems. We have to go and make problems for ourselves. But I think there's another aspect to it, and I do believe that there are institutions, you know, we've sort of institutionalized self and other harm in ways that we don't perceive. We still don't get it because, you know, of the perception issue. And I think, you know, in a big, real sort of way, and it's kind of been this way for a long, long time, but it's increasingly this way. I think that the institutions of higher learning are turning out metaphorical suicide bombers, kind of just ticking time bombs. And I think it's evident in stories like Colin Ford Mattis and Aruj Raman, you know, guys that go to Ivy League law schools and then become Marxist protest bombers. I think that's happening, and there is, you know, I don't know. It's difficult to watch that and not want to say something about it and try to bring awareness to that so that we're not doing that anymore, hurting ourselves and each other.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, I mean, whether you can debate if something's a self-inflicted wound or not, I think which I try to do, if you look at everything that happens in your sphere of reality, a self-inflicted wound, then, you know, you have a tendency to be more proactive about it rather than passive. And because, you know, I think victims are volunteers.
Well, that's unfortunate. But what about, you know, the society that engineers it and tells us that certain things are good? I mean, I don't know. Now we're headed into another segment here in a second, but, you know, for a long time, young people grow up and, you know, I don't know, when they get to their teenage years, right around their teenage years, now all of a sudden they're brooding and things really take a turn. Now, I guess I'll finish that thought on the other side of the break. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I could never leave without you by my side. And I spent, so many nights thinking how you did me wrong. And I grew strong. And I learned how to get along. And now you're back.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit. Fact Bit number one. what goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxin. And toxins are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily, deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope, live longer. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth. Our health is our only true wealth. Get healthy, be healthy, and stay healthy. Colorado Shilajit, hand harvest, raw processed, and packaged in the heart of the Rockies.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's GORBN.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN. Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs. Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
From outer space, I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that stupid lock. I should have made you leave the key. If I'd have known just one second, you'd be back to bother me. Go on now, go. Walk out the door. Just turn around now, 'cause you're not welcome anymore. Weren't you the one who tried to hurt me? Why you think I'd crumble? You think I'd lay down and die? No, not I will survive. Oh, as long as I know I love, I know I'll stay alive. I got all my life to live, I got all my love to give, and I will survive. I will survive. Hey. Well, it took all the strength I had not to fall apart. I'm trying to mend the pieces of my broken heart. And I spent oh so many nights just thinking how you did me wrong. I used to cry, but now I hold my head up high and you see me. Somebody new. I'm not the chain of little person still in love with you.
A spirited rendition, cover of I Will Survive, vintage 40s jazz style, Latin ballroom style, by Sarah Nimitz, another PMJ, postmodern jukebox cover. That's fun. So exciting that I lost my train of thought. I don't even remember what I was talking about now. I have an idea, but...
Well, we were talking about victims being volunteers.
Yeah, and I said, what about, you know, the institutionalizing of things, telling people? And I think what I was saying was, you know, there's a point at somewhere around 11, 12 years old that most young people go from being happy-go-lucky, you know, especially they go through the public school system or whatever, to being brooding, confused young people. And I think there's a reason that's happening. And so, you know, you have this, it's, you know, it's the Gregory Bateson double bind. It's the catch-22. I have to, you know, I have two competing directives, and they're both lose-lose. So, you know, how do I say this? Like, I have to obey my parents and go to school, and it's a no-win situation because young people are being indoctrinated in ways, at this point, it's pretty undeniable, that are harmful. And so what do? You should obey your parents. You should do that. But at the same time, these institutions are harming children. And so are they volunteers? Or is there something else going on?
Well, it's very interesting. It's pretty complicated. I don't know how to answer that, to tell you the truth. I wasn't thinking about that sort of a scenario, but it's nice that you brought it up because that's what you do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is why, you know, I mean, I really think this really sort of is the chewy nougat center of why Road Warrior Radio exists, because on the one hand, you have the reality that, you know, I mentioned a week or so ago that John Lovell, the Warrior Poet Society guy, former Army Ranger, says that politics has gobbled up everything else, and now all there is politics. We used to be able to talk about the weather. You and I have talked about that. Now you can't talk about the weather. It's political. We sort of joked about that earlier today. And, you know, you can't talk about gender. It's political. You can't talk about anything. Everything's political. Well, the challenge there is, the legendary Clausewitz said that war is politics by other means. And so it kind of speaks to a momentum that's pushing toward total war, which is not good. So, you know, he's right. Everything is political, and that's challenging. You don't want to be political. I was saying earlier in the second hour that you do a good job of trying to avoid that and just bridge the gap and be around the people, you know, be around your people and love people. And I'm sure it's not easy for you either, because you know things that make those situations uncomfortable sometimes, I'm sure. And that can be, you know, make a person squeamish. So what do you do with that? But then on the other side, you know, if we're not honest about the society that we live in, and we're pretending that certain things aren't harmful, and we're, you know, that's being projected onto the next generation for this example, or in this example where we're supposed to take care of them, obviously. The Bible says, train a child up in the way he should go, and when he is older, he will not depart from it. I feel like one of the big reasons young people are getting so upset, generally speaking, is because inside of them, whether they can articulate it or not, inside of them, they see the hypocrisy and the conflicting messages. And it's a double bind situation. It's a catch 22, and it's lose lose. It's a no win proposition. And where do they turn? You know, the people that they've been told are supposed to protect them and that they can go to. You can talk to me and, you know, I'll help and I'll listen and all of that. They can't listen to, because these are the people that ultimately are, you know, in simple terms, encouraging them to self-harm in simple terms. So, you know, what do you do with that? That's my lament. Generational harm. And we are doing that in a variety of ways, not to dive down that rabbit hole, because we're going to stay on the sunny side of the street. But, you know, like I said, I feel like that's why Road Warrior Radio.
Well, I agree with you. And we did talk a little bit about that last night. And, you know, I just don't have the answer. I guess what comes to my mind is, you know, my mother was a skilled, she was amazing at diversification. And if she knew, and I don't even know where she learned it, but she knew if she wanted you to go in a different way and get excited about a different way, she had to put something in front of you that you were going towards, and so that you were not worried about leaving something behind. And you know, my example of that is every time we moved, and I think I mentioned this before, but, you know, when she knew we were going to move to another place, because my family was in construction, so we moved a lot, and but she'd start planting seeds in my head about the positive things that we were going to, you know, that we were going to experience when we got to a new place before I even knew that we were moving. And you know, and so then when I did find out, you know, I wasn't so worried about leaving what I loved about the place I was at and the friends that I'd made behind, and looking forward to going to a new place. So, I don't even know if that pertains to what you were just saying, but I think in thinking about what we were talking about last night, that, you know, maybe creating some new positive things for these people to go in the direction of was a thought that I had.
yeah. Well, you know, I think that, so, you know, back to what I was saying about the comment that I mentioned that I made to a thing that a person I went to high school with posted, I included a quote, Edward Abbey, grown men do not need leaders. And so your mom was one of those people that didn't need a leader. I mean, you don't think of, you know, they watch the news, the nightly news and things like that, that generation. But I, you know, and sure they were influenced, sure they were propagandized, but they didn't, I mean, my perception is they didn't really engage in idolatry or idol worship or hero worship per se. We have so many varieties of that these days, and you're, you know, you get in so much trouble if you're in your village and you speak against something. And we're getting divided up into smaller and smaller groups by doing this. But they just, you know, sure, they watched the 6 o'clock news, but they had lines. There were boundaries that you didn't cross. I mentioned the example of talking to Grandma Hinckley and her saying, whoa, your mom was very well read. She was extremely intelligent and, you know, she cared about people. She was not morbidly obsessed or self-obsessed or preoccupied. She had more integrity, I would say, in the sort of the orthodox sense of the word. She was a solid person in her person. She wasn't a broken, shattered, fragmented soul who didn't, you know, schizophrenic, confused. And I feel like, you know, the successive generations are more that way. With all of this mixed messaging and all of the things that are going on, we're broken, compartmentalized people rather than whole people with integrity.
Yes.
That makes sense. Yep. And there's an assurance, there's a quiet assurance that comes with that integrity, and your mom had that.
Yep.
That generation had that.
Yep. Very self-educated.
Cool. Yeah. So hopefully that makes sense. They weren't perfect. They didn't know everything. Sure, they were beguiled in certain ways, but they had, you know, you just feel safe around them, and like everything's going to be okay. You can look at them and know that they have integrity, and they're not easily pushed over by things. They're solid.
Absolutely. And I have, you know, speaking of Black Lives Matters Month, you know, I have a thought that I remembered from my childhood. You know, originally, even though we moved a lot, I was born in the Bible Belt in Missouri. And as some of our listeners know, anyway, you know, my mom came from generations of people that were prejudiced, because that was, you know, that was something that was prevalent in that area. But, you know, I never knew it. I mean, it was one of those things that she never put upon me or shared with me. And, you know, we didn't even discuss it until later on in life. But, you know, even though that was her background, and she was just very, very careful about what, you know, what carried on. And I don't think that she felt that prejudice was something that she should carry on into our lives traveling around the countryside in the West and Midwest. So that was very interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you never experienced that with her.
No. I mean, that generation, it was sort of, you know, part of that generation. But again, she was solid. I think all my grandparents were, you know, solid in who they were and weren't conflicted about things like that. And I think that's great.
These days, so too.
Yeah, I feel like there's an effort to make us all fearful and infantile. Little
Very
children.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who need to be constantly stimulated and entertained, can't be left alone for 10 minutes, and have to have a nanny tell them everything.
Yeah, one of my earliest memories that I have of her is she used to love to sit and do puzzle races with me. You know, we have the puzzles. What are they called? Jigsaw. We had the little jigsaw puzzles, and she would do races with me to put the puzzles together. She was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, solid, you know, different.
Solid.
I would say.
Yep, I was honored to be her daughter.
I don't know about you, but it's interesting how time gives you perspective. And for me, I feel like time has given me the perspective and appreciation and admiration for that group of people, for that generation, but yeah, especially for my grandparents in this case, the distance of time and reflection really helps me appreciate and admire those people much more as time goes on.
Yeah, well, wait till you get another 20 years on you.
Yeah.
It gets deeper.
So I hear. Mm-hmm. So, well, I guess we're headed into a break in a second here. Yeah. There are some quotes that go together in my mind. I don't know if I'll mention this during this broadcast, but because we're almost out of time. We're headed into a break now, right? I believe. Yeah. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo. So much space. When you're out there.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and 5 easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
So out of touch, and it wasn't because I didn't know. I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Segment. Crazy. Gnarls Barkley Space Jazz cover featuring Hannah Gill and Casey Abrams. You didn't hear Casey yet. It's just Hannah Gill, but that's fun too. Final segment of this Monday with Mitzi. Your friend Alice was solid She knew who she was, and she knew where she stood on stuff. And, you know, I think that's a good example. I mean, we had fun conversations. I love to talk to Alice, and we didn't agree about everything, but it never, you wouldn't know it by, I think, observing the conversation.
Alice was one of my greatest gifts from God. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I, you know, after my mom passed away in 2005, I had the gift of many people that were surrogate mothers to me, and Alice was the top of the heap. We were so blessed to have her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and she was not fretful. She was not fearful. She was, I would say, rock solid.
Oh, boy, was she.
And, you know, I don't know what that sounds like to people. She wasn't mean or forceful, or I would say, I mean, she was maybe assertive in certain situations, but really not even assertive. But you just, I mean, she spoke plainly. You knew where she was coming from. And, but she was very pleasant. I mean, I feel like that sounds like she was hard-edged, but she wasn't. She was very pleasant and very plain-spoken and straightforward. And I think it was, you know, she's a wonderful example.
I know. Really, really quickly, it reminds me of the day that I took her to the eye doctor, and he said, "You've had some mini strokes. You should go across the street to the emergency." And anyway, so we did. I took her over there, and they wanted to admit her, and she walked up to the nurse's station and said, "I'm going home." And they said, "You can't go home." And she goes, "Yes, I can. I'm going home." And so anyway, she said, the nurse said, "Well, you know, you could have a stroke. You could have a heart attack." And she goes, "I realize that." And she goes, "You could die." And Alice says, "Well, that wouldn't be great, but I'm prepared for that." And she goes, "Well, you could be paralyzed, you know." And she goes, "Well," she goes, I realize that, and I'm prepared for that. I'd hate it, but I'd be prepared for it. I'm going home." And turned around and walked out the door.
Yeah.
That was Alice. She
sort of impervious to the fear. Yeah.
Yep. She was in charge, and she knew mm-hmm. it. And she was ready to take responsibility for whatever came, and, you know.
Yeah. Balanced integrity. She knew who she was.
Yep. Solid. That's a great word. I love the music today. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it was fun. We got a slow start. That was my fault. But we did it eventually. Another Monday with Mitzi in the bag. Everyone's mom. Mondays with everyone's mom.
We'll check in from the voice from the 80s.
Okay. All right. Well, it'll be fun to hear about the real life time capsule. Thank you, Mitzi. Thanks, everyone. I hope it was fun. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side. When I'm alone with you, I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.